Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, last week we started talking about, in our Lenten journey, we talked about going deeper with God. We talked about who God is and the image of God. And we talked about finding time for silence. How did you go with finding that time?
I'm still trying to find the time.
That's okay. We're only at the beginning
of Lent. I'm trying.
Yeah. So this week we're moving on and we're talking about what are some of the things that stop us from going deeper with God. So we talked about who God is and now we're kind of shifting a little bit of the focus to us about what stops us going deeper with God, because we know God wants a relationship with us.
Yeah, we're the sticking point.
We're
stuck sometimes.
And you started off this week by talking about, posing the question, what is God's invitation to us? And the answer is quite simple. He says, come, follow me.
Yep.
And all are invited, all are welcome.
Yeah.
And he says, come and check me out. But what stops us, and the examples you led with were Moses, who had a stutter, who said, what, God, you want me to speak? I can't talk. And then Sarah, who essentially said, I'm too old.
Yes. I'm past it.
Yeah, I like that. I'm past it. And we have all these excuses and we can describe them in so many ways. I wrote down these different ways that I heard you say in our video this week, our heartbeat. We have excuses. We put up barriers. We say we have issues. One thing that I wrote down that came to mind was, this is what I often do. Let's say I feel like God's saying something to me and I'm like, I don't want to go there yet. It's because I say this, well, God, when I get through this, then I can do that. So there's a bit of a, like, just putting it off.
A bit of a
delay.
Reward.
Like, yeah.
If I do such and such, I'll get
then
this.
Then I'll do that, God. Yeah. We say we're not sure of ourselves. So, God, you know, I can't go deeper with you. We have fear of the unknown, which you've talked about before. If we went back in some of our heartbeat videos last year, you talked about fear of the unknown. That stops us from going deeper with God. Another thing that stops us from going deeper with God that I wrote down was not getting chosen. Now, this really hit home because in primary school, when we were divided into sporting teams.
You never got chosen.
I never got chosen. No. See, the truth was everyone had to be chosen, but.
You were last.
Fortunately for me, I was second last.
Oh.
But I was always second last. It was always me and then sadly this other girl, she was last. But I was always second last, except for the time that the teacher said I could be the captain that day.
Hallelujah.
Then I was allowed to choose. Some of the reasons also we don't go deeper with God is because we've been overlooked in the past.
And so we think we're going to be overlooked again.
Yep.
But God will never pick us.
The fear of failure.
Yeah, big one.
Yeah. And so if I was to think about my sticking points, I think for me, it's that I won't be able to do it.
Not capable.
I'm not capable. I don't have the ability.
Not qualified.
Yeah. So God says to me, hey, Emma, I want you to do, I don't know.
Like the Moses. I stutter. Blah. I'm not qualified
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah. I suppose I didn't actually think of that because I was thinking I don't stutter. But yes, it's almost exactly the same. God, I can't do that.
Hmm.
I don't have the ability. I don't have the qualifications. That's probably one of my sticking points, because there's probably often times that I think God says go deeper, and I think of going deeper also as God, I suppose, giving you a task, saying, Emma, I want you to do this.
Yeah, because that's showing us the path to travel.
For your life.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can say that one of my sticking points is, oh, I couldn't do that, God. Yeah.
I find there's two that come to my mind. One, I feel like I'm better at it. The other one just came up recently.
Mm.
But one that I used to be was I would get offended. someone said something that I didn't like and I would take offence. And if I wasn't careful, next time I spoke to that person, the offence came up into my mind. So I wasn't even listening to the person because I was thinking, why would I listen to you? You offended me last time. And that, it's not a grudge. It's being offended, being that, it's like, even if they did not mean to be offensive, but I took it offensively, then it coloured every aspect of my relationship with that person. So therefore, it's, if it's coloured the relationship with people as a Christian in your community, because we all are the body of Christ, will it not then colour my relationship with God? Would I take offence to God if he said something to me that I didn't like? And I didn't see it at first, but then when I did, when the Holy Spirit revealed to me, I thought, okay. And I remember specifically sometimes, even sometimes with my husband saying something to me, which was being truthful and honest, I would hear the Holy Spirit say, don't take offence now. Just hear what they're saying. Listen. And I would have to deliberately say, it's like settle my nerves, not get teary or angry or whatever the emotions that can happen, and not take offence. And work through it, though. It wasn't always an instant thing. The other thing that just recently I do, it's a sticking point, because if I want to go deeper with God, he makes me holy, but I need to choose to try and be holier. Because it is a choice too. Choosing the right way or the wrong way to act, to be, to speak, to think. And I got told by a loving person to me, you're speaking very harshly. And I recognised I was speaking gruffly, one, because I'd only had a few hours sleep and had been week in, week out, surviving on a few hours sleep every night, which frays your patience and nerves and everything.
Doesn't
but
help.
That's still not an excuse. And I realised that out of my frustration of lack of sleep, but also frustration of just stuff in my life happening or not happening in my life, I was letting it out on the other person and speaking harshly to them. When I say harshly, just even the tone, the words. And so I are taking it, because it's only recently happened, it more to the Holy Spirit to say, before I speak, Holy Spirit, like, remind me and let me change my tone, change my words, because I want to go deep with you and I don't want to treat others harshly. Because then would I not maybe even treat God harshly? Speak to him in such a way? You know?
Yeah. And it's not treating people how God wants us to treat people.
Not at all.
I think what really takes us or stops us from going deeper with God is if we think about our own personal sticking points, whether or not, you know, for me, I think sometimes think I look at my unachievements in life as opposed to my achievements. Like, oh, I didn't do this or that. Oh, I could have done that. So you look at your flaws rather than your achievements. And so that stops you from going deeper with God. But I think what it is if we look at all our sticking points and they're all personal to us, there's a real vulnerability that we need to have.
To face them.
To face them for ourselves, to be honest.
And ask God to help change them.
And then to give to God and to say, and part of it is pride too, to say, you know, God,
this is a sinful way I'm living this is what I'm saying.
Coming to God honestly and saying, God, this is me.
Yes.
In all my light, in all my failure, in all my sin. And God, I need you.
Yeah.
And there's a real vulnerability in doing that, in being open and honest with yourself and with God. And unless we do that, then we can't go deeper with him.
Well, it struck me. I watched one of your videos, which was See How the Father Loves.
Yeah, See with the Eyes of Love. Yeah.
And you had three examples of where God, Jesus came and healed the person with demons.
Yep.
healed Jairus's daughter and healed the hemorrhaging woman.
Mm.
But you know what stood out to me in those three stories? Every time it said, and the man fell at Jesus' feet, Jairus knelt before him.
Yep.
The hemorrhaging woman knelt and reached out to Jesus. And it was the vulnerability and humbleness of the person going to Jesus and saying, help me.
Yeah.
Because God will always want to help us, but we have to be humble enough to say, I am bleeding. I need your healing. I have demons within me. I have problems within me. My daughter or my son is ill. And kneel before him and ask.
And that's what we need to do. Like I've just written down on my notes for us to talk today. What should we do with our sticking points? Well, kneel and give them to God.
Like,
and be honest with ourselves. Make a decision. You know, God, I do want to go deeper with you. This is what's stopping me.
And
recognizing
and in the Catholic Church, and even if you're not Catholic, you can go. The sacrament of reconciliation is amazing. And I know in the old days they used to call it confession, but you're basically confessing your sins, confessing your faults, your failings, and asking for grace from God to help him to help you not to do them again, to do better. And in that way, you always go deeper. His grace allows you to go deeper. Your vulnerability allows you to fall into his arms more and go deeper with him.
It's that realization that I need God.
Yes.
That's what that vulnerability is, of saying, God, I surrender. I give you my life because I want to go deeper. I want to, you know, fix where I'm offended by people, or fix where I say, oh, I can't do this because I'm not capable.
Yes.
God, I want you more. So the weekly challenge is to be honest with God and to be honest with ourselves.
Yes.
And something that I wrote down as you were speaking this week was, I wrote down these words, God, give us courage, help us to speak it out, write it down, and give it over to you. So God has to be the one who graces us, I think, with that courage. But then if we can speak it out to God, maybe write it down, because sometimes, you know, writing can be helpful. But then if we give it over to God, then that can help us to go to that deeper level.
And again, the challenge, maybe go to reconciliation. It doesn't matter if you're not a Catholic. Go sit before the priest, the pastor, whoever, and share and get grace from God. They pray over you. They suggest, you know, you say some prayers or a certain penance, but you know that God's helping you.
And if you haven't been for a while, because there was a time in my life where I hadn't been for a while, and when you haven't done something for a while, you can get nervous about going, because you think, I don't remember
what to say, or they're going to think about something about me.
And can I just encourage you to go, and when you do sit down and the priest is, you know, in opposite you, just say, I haven't been for a long time. Would you help me, remind me what to do? And I would tell you that almost 99 out of 100 times the priest will beautifully walk you through the whole thing, and you don't even have to think. He'll tell you what to do, when to do it. And I think I remember once when my daughter Hannah was doing her reconciliation, because I've shared before, my daughter Hannah, she doesn't talk and she has an intellectual disability, when she was doing her sacraments, I remember thinking, but Hannah, when she goes to reconciliation for the first time, she can't say what her sins are. And honestly, sometimes I even question whether she has sin.
Yeah.
But she can't say. And I remember Father Joe, a family priest of ours who baptized Hannah and married my husband and I, he said to me, the grace is just walking into the room, that God sees us and his grace has come upon us because we had the faith to step in.
Wow.
And to confess our sins. So just Hannah walking in, that's all. Wow. God's grace is there.
Yep.
And so I just want to encourage you, if you haven't been for a long time,
just walk in the door.
The showing up, that's what God sees.
Yes.
And God will bless you with his grace. So this week, we hope that you can work on that weekly challenge, being honest with God, being honest with yourself. And if you still need to work on last weekly challenge, like Rosemary does, then I hope you can find some time for silence.
I'll do
as
better
well.
This week.
We'll check on you next week. All right. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat this week. And we're going to be praying for you. Please know that. We look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.